This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
He just wants to talk to you again because he knew that you went to see Fiddler on the Roof.
I know, but I don't understand how he talks. I just don't understand how he talks.
I told you, he gets his genders confused. That's all it is to it. Just reverse everything in your head.
Yeah, but if they're gay, that...
It doesn't make any difference to you.
What are you doing? Hey, Phil, listen, I'm sorry to yell at you, young man. Will you give me another three fingers of cutty in an old-fashioned, honey?
Don't you think you drink too much?
What did I tell you about talking about my drinking? Now get in there and get it.
Right.
Get in and get it. All right, now, young man, are you going to go see Fiddler on the Roof, right?
No, I saw Fiddler on the Roof.
And you saw it with Harvey Fierstein?
Yes.
And I told you, I think he's wonderful.
Harvey Fierstein's wonderful.
Yes. Now, do you know who he's going to be co-starring with in September?
No.
Rosie O'Donnell.
Rosie O'Donnell, so she's a lesbian, and...
Oh, yeah, she's a lesbian.
Okay, so she'd be a she.
What are you babbling about?
Nothing, I'm just trying to get it straight. Yeah, she's great.
Who?
Rosie O'Donnell?
That's right, she's wonderful. And I think probably one of the best things that she could ever do is being Fiddler on the Roof there with Harvey Fierstein. He and her together are wonderful.
Okay, so Harvey Fierstein is a he.
What did you just ask me?
Harvey Fierstein's a he.
Yes, he's a he. Haven't you ever seen a gay? Of course he's a he. Hey, speaking of Harvey Fierstein, did you know that he was very, very interested in being on stage? Longest time he was interested in being on stage with the Log Cabin Club of the Republican Party. Okay, now all of those guys are outstanding.
The Log Cabin Club of the Republican Party, are those all men?
No, they're not men.
They're not men? What are they?
I thought that they were gay.
So that makes them hers?
No, he's.
So they're not men?
They're gay.
So they're him?
Yeah.
But they're guys.
Okay. Get me another three fingers of cut. I gotta get off the phone with this retard.
Oh, Frank, you know what? Get me the... Don't talk to him. Oh, Frank, no, not in the face, Frank. Not in the face.
Get me the cutting.
Oh, my God. Call the cops, bud.
Why?
There's domestic abuse going on. He's beating her.
Who?
His wife.
Harvey Fierstein?
No, you idiot. Harvey Fierstein, you gonna start that with me? Come here.
Ow!
Punking around with me, huh?
Told you, Cuddy.
Break up the face.
I get it, bud.
No!
All right, let's get to some email. Bud, I'm sorry I beat you up.
That's all right.
Now, and not in the face? Oh, my God. Margaret, are you okay?
Why did you think I was all right?
Well, he was obviously beating you. You said not in the face.
Oh, no, he wasn't beating me up.
Okay. That's,
See, what we were doing...
I don't want to know that either.
Have to do with mayonnaise?
Get out of here and go get me those lines, man. All right, here's some of the lines that we got on the email. Oh, what makes you think he was beating me up? This is from, just funniest lines that have been submitted by listeners. Here's one. This was spoken by Larry Grover. My wife would hang on me like a... This is Larry Grover said, quote, My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't... My wife would hang on me like a blue-ass baboon in heat, and I couldn't have it, I tell you. Larry Grover. Jay Santos said, okay, so now I'm a fag, and I'm going to have my skull sexed. All right, I'm sorry. Jay Santos said, okay, so now I'm a fag and I'm going to have my skull sexed. Anything else, gentlemen? Here is a line from Lloyd Bonafide. I'll tell you something else you may not like. I'm not wearing any clothes right now. That's one of the things you do at Burning Man. Here's one from Lloyd. He said, you want to know where I live? 123 Ass Kick Street. And this one from R.C. Collins. Show me where it's... This one from R.C. Collins. Show me where it says bone smoker in the Constitution. Here's one from Bobby Dooley, who said, how do you know Rosie O'Donnell hasn't eaten her children? Have you seen them lately? Lloyd Bonafide said, you know what we did with guys like you? We'd leave them butt up with a flower in it. R.C. Collins said, think about Dr. Oh, yeah, this is R.C. Collins' line. Think about it. Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards. Dr. Ruth knows more tricks than a monkey on 100 yards of grapevine. And this one from David G. Hall. Do you know what it looks like when a child has to hopscotch without leg braces, just crawling from square to square? Vernon Dozier said, did your dad ever put a banana in your shorts? Here's one from Bob Green. Whenever you think of someone with hair, think of me. That's a pretty famous one. Clara Bingham said, do you know how drunk a black man has to get to sleep with Reba McEntire? That's another one of the big ones. And, of course, people just tuning into the show, what is he beginning to talk about? Dr. Jim Sadler said, not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and see. I can't. This Jim Sadler is a weightlifter, but he also has a speech impediment. So, but anyway, apparently he thought he looked badass in traffic because he would, what he would do is he would tailgate people, and he figured it would get him out of the way because he'd have his arm hanging out the window, and because he lifted, he'd have this big, well-muscled arm hanging out the window, I guess. So this is from that show where he said, not only would I flash my high beams at you, I'd stick my pinky finger out and say, oh, yeah, like the Macho Man as the guy's driving by. Vernon's favorite line here, pilot high and deep, which is actually from the movie What About Bob? Paul Tubby Lane said, you mess with a NASCAR fan, you might as well be messing with a Bakersfield chimp. RC said, basic training just rolls off my knife. And David Hall, every time you open your mouth, you sink into a... David Hall said, every time you open... I can't help it, I'm sorry. Every time you open your mouth, you sink into a bigger swamp of dumb. David Hall. Thank you very much, guys. If you want to send us some of your favorite lines from the show, phs@philhendryshow.com.
Bye.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
On to some more email. This is from my blog. And like I said, I think I'm going to change the name of my blog to, it's still called George W. Bush's God.com, a Phil Hendry blog, but I'm going to change it to a Rick Sutherland blog. Just a different name. And I might even put I might put Mark Newman's face there or Harry's. I'll get a picture of Harry and just stick it there. Hi, I'm Rick Sutherland. Here is the letter. Phil, I swear to, this is from Kristen Morgan. Says, Phil, I swear to God you get more and more abusive every day. I'm literally sick to my stomach after reading what you wrote about Cindy Sheehan. I am so disappointed. I have been a fan for several years, just getting more and more disgusted with the kind of person that you are becoming. I can't believe you are actually picking on a woman. What is that?
Some music.
Just the way you, get that off.
Yeah, do it.
I don't want to have just the way you are while I'm reading a letter about how much I suck. What?
I told her to play some music. It's less boring.
What do you mean boring, man? It's email.
Yeah, I know, but it's dull.
Phil, she goes on to say, I'm disgusted with the kind of person that you're becoming. I can't believe... Oh, come on, man.
You said to play it.
I can't believe you are actually picking on a woman that just lost her son. Jesus Christ, Phil, try to have a little more respect. And please stop acting like you know what kind of a person Casey was and how excited he was to fight this war. You don't know how he felt about the war and what he was thinking. This woman has every right to be upset and demand answers. She lost her child, for God's sake. Have you no limits to how low you will stoop in trying to win people over to your ideas about this war and George Bush? Do you realize...
Well...
What?
Well.
Well, what?
Do you have any limits?
No, but I don't have any limits as to how low I'll stoop.
Oh, okay.
Are you guys trying to make a jackball out of me? Turn that freaking music off.
Mr. Hall said you gotta have it.
Are there any limits to how low? No, there's no limits to how low I'll stoop. Is that the answer you want?
I'm just wondering, are there any limits?
No, there's none.
All right. I'll tell Mr. Hall.
Yeah, you do that.
Anyway, the lady goes on to say, do you realize that you actually use the term ragheads? Do you really think it is okay to say that? Racial slurs? Are you completely sick? You know, Phil, years ago...
Well?
Well, what?
Are you complete...
Turn that freaking stuff off and get out of here. Do you realize that you actually use the term raghead? Do you really think it's okay to say that? Racial slurs? Are you completely sick? Being abusive is no way to get your point across. Just look at Rush and what a complete a-hole he is. You're jumping right into that belligerent kind of bullcrap. No wonder why Clear Channel loves you. You act like the rest of the jerks they put on the air. Like that Dr. Laura. She's a real... Well, I had to edit that out. I'm so sorry to see a talent like you turn out to be such a dink. I hope your wife tells you to go jump in a lake. No woman in her right mind would stick around with a guy like you. Kristen Morgan. Well, thank you so much, Kristen, for your letter. You're going to win a year's supply of Bounty towels, courtesy of The Match Game. Bitch. No, all right, so they got 1-800-449-8686. I got to get off that blog, man. It's driving me ape. So, yeah, so what were the other things? Oh, yeah, I didn't tell you. So we go down. I actually, you know, I read that biography of Alexander Hamilton. And so I said something really stupid. I said this. I actually uttered these words. Stupid because people look at you. They stare at you. Oh, that's wonderful, Phil. I said, I want to go down to Wall Street and I'm going to go to the Trinity Church because I want to pay my respects to Colonel Hamilton. And my kids are like, who? Alexander Hamilton. He was a main founder of our country. He was a great man. And I want to go down and I want to pay my respects. And where he's buried, man, where the cat's buried. You know, he's in the ground over there at Trinity. I'm going down there. Well, what do you mean you're going to pay? Just never mind. Why don't you just go off and get some pizza? So I got on the train. And that's the other thing. I insisted that the kids get their pass. I said, you are not taking cabs, so you can kiss that one goodbye. You got two choices. You're going to walk or you're taking a subway. Now, what's it going to be? We don't know, because there might be terrorism and everything. I don't care. If the train blows sky high, you're going to be on it when it does. And it was really fun. And, you know, they say New Yorkers know the difference between a tourist and a New Yorker. I'm not saying I'm a New Yorker, but they know. They spot you dead on. The ones that don't take the subway are people who are tourists. But it's the better point is it's a great way to get around. So I said, we're going down there. You're going to get your pass. They got their week pass. They used it. So when I get on the train, I go down to Wall Street, go down there to that Trinity Church, go into the graveyard there, stand there at Colonel Hamilton's grave, said, how you doing there, Colonel? Said, they ain't going to take your picture off the $10 bill, man, if I got anything to say about it. Ain't going to stick Ronald Reagan's kiss around here, that's for sure. Reagan belongs to the $100 bill. Now, I didn't say that either. Because I don't want to be haunted by Alexander Hamilton. Anyway, so I said that, and then I split, and I walked down, and I started to walk. It was just one of those days, I'm going to just walk. I walked down Wall Street. You know, you can't get anywhere near the stock exchange now. The whole thing, the sidewalk is the only place you can walk. The whole thing in front of the actual stock exchange is completely closed off. Cops everywhere. Then go down. Head on down to what is now some big plaza, that whole wharf section, all of those ships and everything that was along there. That's all turista. Walked along there. I finally realized, I think I'm just going to walk because I'm really digging this and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, and I'm a fat slob anyway, so I get some exercise. Well, it happened to be like 90 degrees. With the humidity, it was about 168. I mean, it was a brutal day. Brutal. But that's okay. I'm one of these guys, I'm sure you're like that. If you haven't exercised in a long time and you're really not asking much of yourself other than just to walk, it actually feels good. But what, of course, I'm not realizing is I'm wearing a pair of jeans and I have on some sensible shoes, some kind of shoe, and I've got on just a cotton shirt. And I'm beginning to soak through this thing. I mean, I'm sweating so much. I'm getting that big, you know, oval, you know, that big shape in your back of sweat and the pits and everything. I'm soaking. Now I turn the corner and I go through the Lower East Side. I'm heading into Chinatown. Now all of a sudden, there's a whole bunch of Chinese people that see striding their way some sweat-soaked white man. Now I'm in the deepest part of Chinatown. There isn't an Anglo-European looking cat for miles, man. I mean, I'm down into Chinatown where it's all just, oh, God, give me a hole, don't you hear what, you know, and there's cats selling octopus and stuff. And the smells, you don't even know what you're, is it tea or is it an octopus? I don't know what it is. And to the point where when you walk into one of their stores, when I say them, I'm saying our fine Asian citizens and recently arrived immigrants. But when you walk into one of their stores, they're looking at you like you're a creep, right? The only way a white man ever gets the sense of what it's like to be black in America is to go into an Asian neighborhood. And now you know how it feels to be African American, because the Asians look at us like we're scum. Like, what do you think you're doing there? I'm just looking at the tea. Uh-huh. Yeah, it's nice. Well, it's something I can show you? No, well, I'm not stealing anything. What? I'm white. Why would you? Well, yeah, sure. So I walked into the store, and there I am, this sweat-soaked cat, right down there in the middle of Chinatown, and this woman's looking at me like, holy Jesus. Yeah. What do we have here? This guy is soaking wet. And I actually just went into the store to get the air conditioning because it was so freaking hot. I got to go into a store here. And this Chinese woman is going, are you for real? And I go in there. It's, oh, guys, it's air conditioning. And I'm looking at this tea. I don't have any idea. So I see ginseng root. Is that what it's called? Ginseng root. And I keep thinking of Larry King. No ginsana, you know. So I look at the lady, hi, how are you? Do you grind this up? Yeah, uh-huh. You know, she doesn't want any part of me. Yeah, you grind up. You grind up. That's great. You want to buy? No, not really. I'm out of here. So, keep on walking. And finally, I said, it's just too freaking hot, man. I'm getting back on the train. And I'm going back up the hotel where we stay. Our little headquarters is always in Times Square. Don't you always love these people who say this? They always say the following.
You know, Times Square just isn't like it used to be. It was always more colorful.
Yeah, right. More colorful. You got it. Yeah, rape, drug addiction. Yeah, it's just wonderful, isn't it? I like all these, especially a lot of, some of these more posturing New Yorkers will say this. New York isn't the way it used to be. Well, what was that like, man? Do you realize that, like, what you think it used to be, some cat that lived then didn't think it was the way it used to be for him, which was like 20 years before that. Yeah, New York is just, New York's always freaking changing. So anyway, now I go downstairs. Of course, I'm a dumbass. I said, yeah, I want to get the Times Square train, just the local. Okay, yes, sir. You got to go across the street. Okay, thank you. I'm so stupid that I walk up out of the tunnel and I walk across the street, only I walked across the street the wrong way. I went back down the stairs and what am I looking at? That woman in the window again. And she's looking at me like, wow. This is really great. I'm sorry, you said across the street. Yes, I did. I go up, make the same mistake twice. So finally, it's, you know, I'm feeling like this. The China woman is going, are you for real? Anyway, I get across, I go down, I get on the right train. Now, here's what we've got. Phil getting on a train there at wherever the hell I was, 30-something street, 28th street. No, I was down in Soho. So I get on this thing. Well, I know how tough New Yorkers are, but even they don't want to be around someone that's malarial. And as I get on the train and I'm soaked in sweat, cats are like moving down away from me. This is, what is this, like AIDS or something? It's like I'm sitting next to John Rocker. Anyway, the subway was air conditioned too. That's a beautiful thing. It's Phil Hendry Show. Out.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
And we think it's very colorful, but we want to keep that name.
All right, so you are going to name your football team the Jihadists.
We think it's colorful, Phil, and we don't mean any offense by it, but we think that Belmar Academy has got a great football program. I've been the head coach there for 15 years.
But that isn't that very controversial?
We don't think so. We think it's... makes a statement about the fact that we are a Christian school, and primarily we teach, our curriculum is rooted in Christian ethic, Christian theology.
But isn't that a negative toward Islam?
Well, I don't think that it's a negative necessarily. I think that,
you know, if the shoe fits, I guess. But really, the more important point is that we wanted a team name that was going to be colorful, and we thought it would be a lot of fun for the kids.
All right, we're talking with Vernon Dozier, who is the head football coach at Belmar Academy, and they're going to be starting their football season here very, very quickly. And by the way, congratulations on another AA league, Canyon League. Victory or
no? It's called a league championship.
That's what I meant to say. A league championship. All right, now you're calling the team the Jihadists. Because you also mentioned all the good names were taken?
No, I said in the sports bay, I was talking to one of the writers. I said, we wanted a team name that would be ruthless. We wanted it to be a sort of an all-powerful sounding name for our football program, and that in our lives we are Christian. But in our football, we sort of embrace more colorful aspects of some of these other religions, you know, it's sort of knife-wielding and slashing kind of image that some of these Muslims might have. But
what did you mean all the good names were taken?
Well, the kids, of course, are all big fans of teams like the, you know, the Raiders or the Pirates or the Buccaneers, and those are.
Well, what about like an animal name or something? You know.
That's not how kids think these days. They don't like. Not going to call themselves like what?
Well, yeah, the Lions, isn't that the Bears?
That's not the way the kids are thinking now. To them, it sounds silly to call yourself an animal. They think in the parlance of the way the kids talk today, it's, oh, that's gay, is what they say. Oh, that sounds gay. Everything's gay now to these kids, you know. No, that's gay. This is gay. Do you want to do some homework? No, that's gay. You know, and I'll say, well, how about we do some wind sprints, get ready for our two days? Oh no, that's gay. You know, I said, if you want to see gay, I'll show you gay. You know, and that's sometimes what you have to do, because I don't personally like that term. I think it's,
well, it's a little offensive. Yeah, it's sort of a colloquial that has nothing to do with hate so much as silly or something that's wrong.
Yes, I know, but the kids have got to be taught, Phil. When they say that's gay, and I'll say to them, you call that gay, huh? And the kid says, yeah. I says, let me show you gay, and you'll make a move. You know, you start to unzip and make a move on them, you know.
What?
No. I'm not saying really.
Well, no, what are you doing?
No, I'm saying if the kid says to you, oh, that's gay, I said, if you think that's gay, watch this. So you start to unzip your fly.
And, are these kids your students?
Yes. You're not going to tell me that's wrong, are you?
Well, how far down do you?
Well, you're. Look at Phil. I take this kind of hatred, and I don't want any of my students.
But it's not really a hate-based thing when a kid says that's gay.
I don't want any of my players or my students even hinting at any kind of hatred, homophobia, racism, anything. And when a kid says to me, "No, coach, we don't do that. That's gay," I said, "Okay, you call that gay. What do you call this?" And my pants, I unbuckle my...
You're kidding. What, you're joking, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. If I'm joking, then may God give me cancer of the eyes. May I literally, I go blind from an eating cancer that goes into my brain. If you think I'm kidding. Because,
are you telling me?
Limit the better question is, why do you find this shocking?
Well, how far? I wanted to talk to you about this name, the Jihadists.
Yes, and that's what I thought I was on your program for.
Well, but you're telling me when the kids use the term, which is a very common term that a lot of young men use, let's be very clear, hey, that's gay, it's often to mean silly or stupid or I don't want to do that.
But you see, they're associating the word gay, which is the cultural term for our homosexuals or men, and they're attributing to that or ascribing to that something negative, and I don't want them to do that. And so in order for me to teach and reinforce that there should be no homophobia on my team, no racism, nothing. And I learned this by reading Vince Lombardi. Vince Lombardi had a couple of gay players on the Green Bay Packers, which we get a big laugh out of that, as I'm sure all of us would. And it,
why?
Well, I got to spell it.
Oh, okay, all right.
Anyway, I said, one of my players said, I don't want to do wind sprints, coach. We already did. We're going to do them in 2 days, and I don't want to do them. I said, he said, that's gay. I said, really? You think that's gay? Well, try this on for size. And I unbuckled my pants. And I made my move.
I made my move. Oh, man. I can't do it anymore. There's no money on earth. Oh, man. That guy Dozier, I love him. Okay, I'm done. Let me in on the joke. I'm sorry, folks, if I, you know, some portion of the show tonight just feels silly. I don't know. But this cat, the dude's like, well, I made my move. How many years you've been making that move, coach? You know, you're teaching those boys. Every year we have a new class. And if you think that's gay, and I unbuckled my pants and made my move. Okay, I can't go on. I'll be right back. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
You know, I went to Catholic school, and Harry Shelley, our associate producer, went to Catholic school. Although you're a public, right, Mark? Anyway, that's okay. You can still work here. Now, who cares? Although, my group of friends, right, I got a bunch of guys that I've been running with since high school. They just had the 20, I told you, they just got back from the boot in Ireland. Every last one of them was a Catholic, except one of them, the Swede. The Swede was like a Protestant, but for some reason, he'd rather hang out with Catholics than other Protestant guys. And we've taken him in, you know, under our wing. You know, every year, the SC Notre Dame game, it's fun to just, you know, yeah, Catholics, go Catholics. He's like, yeah, F it. Anyway, going to Catholic school, and I was just talking with Harry about this, because he went to Catholic school, too. There was an element, and I don't quite know how to articulate this, because I'm not talking about child molesting, so please don't. But there was an element of sort of, they'd get your attention by sexually degrading you somehow. In other words, like, for instance, when you were telling me, Harry, hey, what are you guys playing grab ass in the shower for, huh? You know, you come in from whatever, basketball, football practice, whatever, you're taking a shower. Now, the last thing that's on your mind is playing grab ass. All you want to do is get showered and get out of there. Yeah, you're talking, but hey, what you guys doing, huh? Playing grab ass, huh? It's almost like he's hoping that that's going to happen. You know, if you guys play grab, I have to get my camera out. And then, like, when I had, see, this is how old I am. When you had long hair, when I was in high school, long hair meant you looked like a girl. In other words, you were a freak. You were an honest to God freak. I mean, people would yell at you from cars. You'd walk down the street with long hair and they would scream at you, hey, are you trying to be a girl? Yes, that's right. Yes, sir. I'm trying to be a girl. That's why I'm wearing a tank top shirt with a tattoo. I'm in bare feet, loose jeans. Anyway, I'm getting, it's the beginning of the school year. So there's Hendry.
Hey, Hendry, you trying to look like a girl?
Yes, coach. Yeah.
Oh, and you're a smartass, too. Okay, that's it. I'm getting my pants off.
Anyway, I'm getting in line with the other guys. We're getting weighed in at the beginning of the year. Step up on the scale. All you're wearing is a jock strap. That's it, brother. You get up on a scale, you're going to weigh you in. This guy, Lewis, was this coach. Opens my jock strap up in the front, looks down inside and goes, yep, it's a boy. Always this... What are you doing looking in my jock, man? You know, am I supposed to be comfortable with that because you're the coach? Just let us have our shower, and we'll get out of there. Now you realize the kids don't shower nude anymore. Did you know that? Oh, you didn't know that, did you? Oh, a lot of you guys don't know. If you have a high school student, now maybe it's different. My kids' school, where my guys are in high school, they do not take showers naked. Now, what's that? I said to my sons, I go, what are you guys doing? You going to, well, yeah. I said, why don't you, I know what it was. I said, why don't you guys take a shower at the school? Well, no, I don't want to, because when you're done with practice, take a shower there, bring your clothes. I know he's going on a date or some crap like that. No, I'm going to take a shower at home. Well, why don't you take a shower at the school? Well, you can't really take a good one. Why not? Because you got to be naked. You mean you're not taking your clothes off at a shower? No, never. Really? No. And so I asked my wife, what's that? She goes, oh, no, the kids don't shower at school naked. They wear their shirts and shorts. Dig that. Or they wear just shorts. Now, maybe that's got something to do with the whole, the culture of fear around molestation, or there's been so many reports of sick and twisted crimes against kids in the news that kids, and are probably encouraged by adults, don't even get naked anywhere at a school. To the point now where the kids will look at me like, what are you talking about, taking your clothes off and showering? Well, that's what I did with the other guys. Oh, playing grab ass, huh? Okay, you think that's gay? Watch this. And then my kids start taking, I'm joking. So, but there was always that kind of thing. And so, I don't know what that is. I think it's a natural tendency that men, straight men, have to degrade each other, even in a joking manner, having to do with sex. What, are you being some kind of a fag? That kind of thing. And really, this is not understood by a lot of people. It's not homophobic at all. The best way to get the goat of a straight guy is call him gay. He gets just crazy. He gets insane. He gets violent. If you really want to make him angry and get him off his game and get him not on point any longer and really make him just completely emotional and completely, you know, unable to grasp anything intellectually, just call him gay. All bets are off, man. As Lloyd would say, that tears it. And now he becomes just a raving lunatic, and you got him right where you want him. But it's not got anything to do with homophobia necessarily, although I'm sure some people would argue it's tacit or it's subliminal or some crap like that. However, be that as it may, if your kid comes home soaking wet, just say, oh, did you have a shower at school today? As he stands there in his shorts and his T-shirt, and he's all wet. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com. And our web address is www.philhenryshow.com. Check out our souvenir shop there, too, when you visit it.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on the Phil Henry Show.
Now, I know I'm not telling a lot of you something you don't know. I may be telling a lot of you something you do know. Maybe that's what I meant to say. I know I'm telling a lot of you something that you do know. In any event, the show The Office on the BBC, not the NBC show, haven't seen it, and I'm not going to say whether it's good or bad. I just don't want to say. I'm sorry, I just can't say. But the show The Office on the BBC, if you have a chance to get it, Blockbuster has it on video. They have it to rent. There was only on for 2 seasons. The funniest show in the history of television. Now here are the shows I'm putting that up with. I mean, I'm talking about Monty Python's Flying Circus. I'm talking about In Living Color, which was a freaking hysterical show. I'm talking about the early years of Saturday Night Live. I'm sorry, man. You know what? I saw some bits, some Saturday Night Live bits on Comedy Central. I haven't really watched Saturday Night Live, although recently I've seen a few things that are good. But with all due respect, are you kidding? You call that funny? Anyway, they like the early years, the Belushi and Bill Murray years, and The Office. This show, I'm telling you, you will not have clean underwear for weeks and weeks and weeks. I mean, the laundry truck will be pulling up in shifts. Just more underwear. Jeez, what is this guy? It's The Office. Go get it. The BBC one, the British TV one. Phil Henry, there. That's something I wanted to do. That's my little gift for you guys tonight. We'll be back tomorrow. It's the world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry, 1-800-449-8686.